Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Cindy. This morning's our first song actually moved me to I'd like to take this song into deeper meditation. Okay. So bring yourself present here and now, uncross your legs. Just kind of shake your hands a little bit. Take a nice deep breath in, out through your mouth. Another deep breath in. Just go ah as you release it out of your mouth. Ah. And one more in with the ah. Ah. Now, you're bringing yourself present here in your body. Your heart sound opened up your heart. The ah opened up your heart. And with that, send out this request. Sending out the request to God to help me empty my mind. Empty it of all distractions that get in the way of my knowing you inside my body, that get in the way of my feeling you. Distractions that get in the way of my hearing your guidance. God, help me to open my heart more. Releasing false separation that my mind creates on a regular basis. Every moment, every day, at times, I feel separate from you, from the oneness that is truly never, ever gone. Help me to release that separation. You are the heartbeat within me. You are the firing of my mind as it awakens to truth when I connect with you. When I connect with that knowing, there's that moment of, there you are, God. It's a there I am, God. Fill my mind and fill my heart with the light and love and guidance of your eternal presence. Like sunrise on the horizon or sunset or the light of a rainbow for just moments on a rainy day. Those are the markers, those are the reminders of my oneness with you. Fill up my soul with ever deeper devotion so that I may only worship you. Hello, God. You're in my heart. If you feel so moved, place your hand on your heart and let's have just a few moments of silence with God. Take a deep breath in, releasing with your heart, ah, ah. One more in. And send this heart love to the world, this last one, breathing in. And very good. Good morning, Unity of Everett. Ireland, it's always just such, your voice just touched my heart this morning, and it is just always so beautiful to have you here and hear you. Thank you. Now, can I remember my code? There we go. Good morning, everybody. Very nice to see you. I see new faces. There's a lot of new faces here. Hi. Who are you? How did you find us? I tell you one thing you found is you found quite an incredible energy here at Unity of Everett, Unity of Positive Living here. it's in the walls. It's imbued in these pews. It's in the floors. And the people of this congregation, of this community, have been holding a presence of an energy here for many years. And they're warm, they're welcoming, they're fun, but they're mostly committed. They're committed to spiritual growth and sharing that with each other. So welcome. Welcome to finding this place. So I'm Niobe Weaver. I'm guest speaker. I've been a guest speaker here now for a few years. I came into being a spiritual speaker via a sound healer and singer-songwriter. So I love bringing what I connect with spirit in my meditations and prayers and my work with people into us having a conversation. So that's how I like to look at when I come to visit and speak with everyone, is we're having a conversation. So I ask you sometimes to respond, don't I? Yes, I do. So, all right. Talk title today, I got to remember it, but is The Preciousness in the Moment and the Gift that that brings. The Preciousness in the Moment. My ministry, my message is always about bringing us home. Bringing us home to however ways that we can find the living light, the living God. God is consciousness. You will hear me call it many names because it is many names. But bringing us into how can we find more ways to become more aware, become conscious, become into that living presence and live it. Be living it side by side, front to back, within. That's the purpose of my work. That's the purpose of my messages. So when we're looking at the preciousness of the moment, I first turn to Charles Fillmore. Actually, we're not going to go to Charles. We'll wait a moment, just a moment, Charles. Okay. Let's just look at the word precious. It's an old, from Old French, costly, honorable, of great worth. In Latin, it's costly, valuable. From pretium, value, worth, price, meaning over refined in English. It's an old, old word. Because we know that we are living in a time that we're really conscious of language is organic and it changes. It changes spelling. It changes meaning. We're losing words. There's words that were back in the 1800s that we don't have now that some should come back. So, but preciousness is not going to go away. We got a really, really good dose of it with Lord of the Rings. And Gollum, precious. My precious. Yeah, you'll never really feel the, you know, you'll never hear that word again and not think of Lord of the Rings. But let's look at it today outside of Lord of the Rings and what is precious and a preciousness. Preciousness is in an action, and preciousness in the moment. And when we're looking at moment is a very, very brief period of time. She was silent for a moment before replying. A little while, short time, bit, minute, instant, second, split second. He thought for a moment. And my talks, when I come here to have our conversation, I come from my own walk of life with my own challenges, my own celebrations, my wins, my losses of this dance that I have with spirit, with God. And the other morning, now have I done the stretch like a baby thing here? I haven't done stretch like a baby. Okay. All right. So then we're going to add that into today's talk. The other morning, I woke up and it was just so precious to be warm. I started to get up and take the covers off, but then something said no. And I had a moment of a connection with the preciousness of being in my body and alive. Feeling the warmth of my body and the way the covers felt. My eyes were closed and I took a breath in, and there was this experience in this moment of everything is fine. There's nothing wrong. Right now in this moment, I'm this warm body in this bed, but I'm in a body. I'm in a body that's experiencing this moment of, oh, it feels so good to be in bed on a cold morning and not have to jump up out of bed. I want to hold on to this. How many experience that? Isn't that sweet? Isn't it a sweet moment? Now, I wonder how we experienced it when we were infants. Because the other thing that came to me recently was, as I was waking up one morning and I started to stretch in bed, and then I remembered, it doesn't matter whether you have children or not, if you've ever watched a baby wake up, what happens when a baby wakes up? They stretch their little butt out, and their little face gets all, oh, God, that is so good. So I have been giving homework to people. It's like, stretch like a baby when you wake up. Try it. Because as we go older, because now when we're 5 years old, we might still stretch, but then there's times we bound out of bed. We've got all this youthful energy. But then, we lose that. That's a preciousness of ourselves that we let go of, and we don't even realize that it has passed us by. We don't even realize that we've let that go. That twilight time of waking up, that moment in between worlds, is that moment of where God is. Can that be the place where God is? Ask yourself that. In that place of stopping, because the mind really isn't kicking in. Maybe you've been in dream state. And you say, but Niobe, I have a problem sleeping. I don't sleep well. I'm stressed out. I have insomnia. I don't really have those moments. What I do invite you, though, is to stretch like a baby. Then stretch like a baby when you do wake up. When you do have those moments that you've had the sleep, maybe it's not been enough sleep that you would like to attain that night. But there can be that gratitude. There can be that place of, I got some sleep. I will be grateful for the sleep that I have received tonight, or this morning, or whenever you're able to get it. Because we kind of have, seems like to be in our modern world, at least in our culture, we have too much stress, we have not enough sleep, we have a lot of insomnia. Something needs to shift. Because when do you give yourself the time to have that preciousness in a moment? So, there's an example of waking up and you're all nice and warm in your bed and you stretch like a baby and there's a preciousness in that moment. Where else are your moments? Where else are your moments of tripping the little switch of consciousness into activating, going, ooh, I am in that space that is between worlds. between worlds, that is where creation is. That's where God is. That's where Mother is. Mother, Father, Spirit, God. I still love creation. That was a talk I gave here, was about creation. Creation has no gender. Creation is. So we're looking at that. We look at that and say, okay, we're in that moment. Is it timeless? That's the next question. Is it timeless? Is it timeless? Anybody? Does it feel? It feels timeless. Yes, it does. So, and when you feel like you're in this timeless space, what happens for you? What happens for you when you're in that timeless space? Jenny? Total peace. Total peace. Refreshed. When? Everything's okay. Adonis? One. Okay. Healing? Healing, feeling? Healing, yes. Healing, yes. I just got chills on that one. I'm getting chills on everything all of you are saying. Anybody else? What's in, huh? Love. Yes. Quiet mind. Focus. Miracle. Listen to these words. Listen to these words that are coming out. What? Communion, yes. Communion, absolutely. Are you all feeling what I'm feeling? We have this. Anytime we want to choose for it. A lot of times we work at getting it through meditation. Does anybody work at meditation? Work it, work it, work it. And then you get told you can't do it wrong. But why do I feel like I am? Because I'm not getting to that place like a Zen monk on the mountain. I do not have that sense of peace of mind. My mind is like 90 miles an hour. And, you know, the more we're learning is it's coming out. It's like, that's not really what you're supposed to do, is to clear your mind and empty your mind of everything. I mean, unless we are ascended masters, I don't believe that we will completely clear our minds. But what we can do is we practice meditation. There is being quiet and stillness in meditation and allowing the mind to go. A friend of mine has started a meditation, and she calls it No Problem, and I'm really enjoying it. And basically what it is when you find your mind doing what it's doing, you just say, no problem. It's no problem. And let go of grabbing on to the judgment of what your mind's doing. So that's meditation. That's meditation. Let's come back. Let's come back to the feeling with the words that were brought out when we are in that moment, that preciousness moment where there are, you know, peace of mind, one mind, communion, miracles, healing, love, all the descriptions that we had here is present right then and now. Present, precious moment, present, precious moment. It's really not as hard as we want to think it is, as much as we've been told that it is. So if all the different responses, those of you, thank you, that said something about what the feeling is, what your experience is when you're in that moment, thank you for speaking them out loud, because in hearing this, did it sound like it was work or was it easy? Easy. Easy. And it can be, I think, it can be just a choice to not allow the brain to kick in. The brain is still active. We're still present. We're there during that, right? But we're not allowing the brain to start rambling. You need to do this. You got to do all of this before you put your feet on the floor. And that's a habit I think many of us could get out of, is having to run the whole day in through our mind before we even get our feet on the floor. Or how many people here, well, you hit the floor running. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. I chose this this quote from Charles Fillmore because I wanted to shift the word. He says, words are also seeds, and when dropped into the invisible spiritual substance, they grow and bring forth after their kind. Well, Charles would also say thoughts are also seeds. Our thoughts are our seeds. So when we're in that preciousness of that moment, we are in a place of love and gratitude. We're in this place that we're having a little moment of some spiritual ecstasy. We don't, maybe don't even think about ecstasy. We don't think about something being ecstatic other than when we look at saints or those avatars throughout history that, you know, they were in an ecstatic state. But these can be moments that are just a moments of ecstasy with that oneness, with that communion, with the love of what we call him. What are the words that you describe God? All the names of spirit that are there that work for each of us in our heart. Those thoughts are the seeds dropped into the invisible spiritual substance. They grow and bring forth after their kind. So if I'm lying in bed, curled up into this embrace of this, oh, this is so precious, this moment, and I'm wrapped up, basically, my thoughts are saying gratitude. My thoughts are saying thank you. My thoughts are saying love. My thoughts are saying oneness. My thought was, everything's okay. Everything's okay. What am I creating then? I think the last time I was down here was December 3rd, and I had just an incredible trip down from Bellingham, and these pictures and this vista of beauty that was just constantly being given to me when it came here brought the word creation to me that a friend of mine had used back at the late 90s. That's how he described God. He did not say God. God is spirit. It was creation for him. And from that day of being here, I put together, it made me take a look and goes, what am I creating? So what I've done is I've taken a fairly good sized piece of artwork, art paper, and with markers and in pretty writing, when I wake up in the morning on my ceiling, I see, what am I creating? What am I creating? To remind me about those moments that I have when I feel that connectedness, when I feel that connectedness with God. When I have those moments, even through the day, there's times I will push back from the computer and take a deep breath in, and I've had something come over me, and just, it's like something lays over my shoulders and says, just let go and relax. Which is present for all of us. So what am I creating in those thoughts of those moments that I'm having this presence? Marcus Aurelius, this is interesting what Marcus Aurelius said. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. Wow. I like that. What are some of the companies that put out signs like that? We need to have a whole bunch of those printed, I think, or a not even a bumper sticker, but those need to be carved in wood somewhere. Marcus would like wood, I think, or maybe bronze. It needs to be in bronze. The poet Mary Oliver says, "Tell me what it is you plan to do with your one wild and precious life." Is that what we get when we are in that moment? Do you get ideas? Do you get creative? Do you get little things, ideas? You have memories maybe of a wild and crazy life? Oh, yes, we do. Wild and crazy life that brought you to who you are today. And gratitude for that. Gratitude to be alive. Maybe some of it is, wow, I lived through that. But there's still smiles about it. And then Steve Jobs says this: "My favorite things in life don't cost any money. It's really clear that the most precious resource we all have, is time." And I chose that specifically. I mean, he's right. You know, the precious resource, you know, it doesn't cost any money, is time. But that is human created, isn't it? When we are in that place, we are timeless. And then something kicks in and says, okay, you gotta get going, you gotta put the feet on the floor, and you gotta let the brain kick in because the coffee's waiting. But that is a moment. This is the thing to do, because as I mentioned a little earlier, we are a culture of time. There is not enough time. How much more can we cram into an 8-hour day? No, you need a 12-hour day. You need this and that. And then we're also sleep deprived, stressed out over the time. How much time? How much time is that going to take? I don't know if I have enough time. How many people are busy? Busy, 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 busy. Bzzz. Busy little bees. And we come here together to help remind ourselves that we aren't what we as humans are creating. What we are creating in our culture of our work and our stress and our time clocks and our time constraints, and that there's not enough time. We come here to gather together to remember that we are timeless, eternal souls. We are incredible souls, each light sitting here with its own purpose by being present here, by being in this world. We come here to remember that we are timeless, that we are eternal, and that we can contact that. We can activate that. We can touch that. We can feel that. We can move with that. Do you play music? Do you sing? Do you sew? Do you garden? Do you carve? Do you do art? Do you read? Reading can take us into that place, can't it? Reading can take us into that place. All kinds of ways can take us there. But sometimes I just want to invite you to try, when you wake up in the morning, those first precious moments I'm being wrapped up in that bed. Because have you noticed that when maybe you leave and you need to go to the restroom and you come back to bed, the warmth of your body is still there? I think that's kind of cool. There's the warmth of my body, or the warmth of my kitty, or the warmth of her little body, or where she's been. There's the warmth of my body because I'm alive and I'm in body. So find the preciousness wrapped up in your blankets. Stretch like a baby. You can even make the little noises. You remember the little noises that babies make? They make wonderful little noises. But we were a baby. That's how it got started for me. It was my birthday. And I woke up. And I was kind of stretching, and I was like, today's the day I came out of my mother's womb. Today's the day I got into the physicalness, you know, of birth. And it was like, today's the day I was born. And then I was laid in a, you know, in a bassinet, or I was laid on the bed, and I was all wrapped up. And then something triggered inside me, and I started, like, having memories, body memories. We can remember when we were that, we can remember our birth. There's some people that do recall their birth. And those that remember where they were before they came into their body. But that's when this started for me, was remembering, you know, this was the day I was born. And then it was like, wow, what it felt like to be an infant, to be a baby. And that's when Stretch Like the Baby was born. Oh, that was not a pun. That was not intended. Anyway, so I invite you in the morning to find those, that preciousness in the moment of awakening. If you're by yourself in bed, if you're with your partner, your lover, your husband, your wife in bed, the kitty, the dog, find a preciousness of, because we know that's timeless. And grab onto that. Step into that. Look into that. Just feel it with inquiry. Don't push it. Just be in it. Kind of like floating in the most warm pool that you could ever imagine. Just be in that place and allow to just see what happens. And then something's going to want to kick in. They say, well, I got to get up. And say, well, then stretch like a baby. And then get up and move into your day. But take that with you. So if you have at times that traffic or whatever starts getting really stressful, let that be a touchstone. Take yourself back to bed. Go back to that moment. Because that's what we all need in our crazy lives these days. We need those touchstones. So that being said, I appreciate every single one of you. Thank you so much for bringing me here today. And my wild little ways of how to connect with God. Bless you all. Thank you.